Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another evening of Jay Bird Watching. Jason Lyons, how the hell are you doing, my friend?
You know what, Craig? The sun is shining brightly in Vancouver after a complete deluge for about 4 months. And so, like, all you can hear outside right now are lawnmowers and people are washing their cars. And just it's just amazing. As soon as spring hits, people just come out of hibernation. So, beautiful day. And I mean, you know, could we have been blessed with better news last week, you know, with the Canadian icon, the possibly one of my favorite Canadians of all time signing with his hometown team to try and make, it's mind blowing.
You're reading the script too far, my friend. We'll get to that one, sorry. I promise, because that's the big part of the subject tonight. I wanted to chit-chat about a certain contest right off the bat that we're having on TikTok that I want to make sure that everybody is well privy to before we go too far into this. So, Blue Jays fans, if you haven't noticed, we are on TikTok. We are trying to get to the point where we can actually live stream and have more and more people in our chat here. So if you're listening in right now and you want to talk to us, hit us up in that comment window. That is the whole point in why we started doing this whole shenanigans and goofing around and talking Blue Jays baseball, because we wanted to be the barroom chat for all Toronto Blue Jays fans. So on that note, we're trying to get to the minimum 1,000 followers on there so we can just start live streaming directly from this platform that we do every week and all the other places that we do with all of our goofing around. So to do that, you'll see just over my shoulder here, there's this prize wheel. Every Friday when I do the packings.
Prizes!
Yay! Spin the Wheel of Destiny kind of thing, right? So as you're going to see, there's some Topps logos on there. The baseball logos are for whatever we happen to be handing out is our normal kind of thing. Right now, we're going to be handing out some of these wonderful coasters and a set with a Blue Jays gift inside of it as well. So you're going to get some of those to pass around. And then the Topps ones, I got all these baseball cards and stuff here that I open. I'm just going to start sending a pack or so to everybody and see what we get. But the idea is every Friday, I'm going to go into whoever's following us on TikTok, and I'm just going to pick somebody at random from our following, and you're going to get a chance to win. I'll direct message you if you won. We'll spin the wheel during the show, and I'll just make sure I get your address so I can actually put the stuff in the mail. This is exclusively to our Canadian listeners and our North American listeners in general. So I'm sorry to say, our Blue Jays fans in the UK, I know there's plenty of you. I will find a way to take care of all of you soon. It's just a little pricey even to send little packages to you guys. There's that whole ocean in the middle kind of thing. So, yeah. But the grand prize this week, I'll send you some cards too, but I got a 3D printed Toronto Blue Jays logo here that you can put up on your wall. And I'm sorry to say I don't have the lights that go in this, but I figured you'd want that option to be able to just take this apart, put your own in it, and make it multicolored. It is so the point you can see through it, but it's really cool. I have one of these up on my wall over here that looks just really, really cool up on the wall to begin with. So those are what we're going to be doing, Jason, but I think that's a hell of an opportunity when right now I think we have 77 followers on TikTok right now. So some pretty good odds for people.
I'm old and I don't understand the ticks or the talks. I had enough trouble with the tweets when that was happening, but I'm getting it. I'm starting to get there. So if you guys are on there, check us out. You can find me on TikTok from there, and you know, just share this out to as many people as possible. We're I don't know if you guys know or not, but you know, we're kind of in a dog fight for number two and number three for you know, for a very prestigious spot, which is sort of the number two podcast for the Jays out there in the Ethernet. And you know, we attribute all of this to the people that watch and subscribe and all the rest of it, and all of the friends of the show and everything. And we've got some big guests hopefully coming up, and we just want to be able to share, you know, your thoughts, your feelings, everything. That's why we want you in the comments. We want you dropping us info on the different platforms. And this is a great way to get some prizes. And like Craig said, the more we get, the more we can get. We can get swag. We can get all kinds of fun stuff. We can, you know, there can be great stuff to come in the future. We just have to get those eyeballs and get those subscriptions. So send it to your friends, send it to your mom, send it to, you know, your dog, whoever is out there tweeting.
I think the kids got to have all the dancing with the TikTok
and whatnot. Yeah. And you know what?
I'm laying up with a sling right now. I ain't dancing any.
if we get to what are we at, 77?
Yes. So
if we get to 100, right
now, yeah.
If we can get to 100, I'll do something really ridiculous on TikTok. I'll do something stupid. I'll do a dance. I'll do a Hulk Hogan shirt tear. Something. I'll do something.
So to that point, though, think about that, Blue Jays fans. Right now, you have a 1 in 77 chance of actually winning something. So the more you get, the more you get closer to 1,000, like I said, the harder it's going to be to win something on that wheel. And just like I said, we're going to have some fun with it, goof around, and get there. And then, Jason, there is one other actual show tidbit that I have to actually talk out to. Our actual opening day show that Monday is going to be our 400th episode of Jaybird Watching. Yeah, I know, right? I got to get a horn. Trying to work out some fun with some special guests, some of our past and whatnot, and some of our friends that have been on the show over the years and whatnot. But make sure you tune in on that for that special show. We're going to have some fun and maybe some more giveaways during that show. So make sure you join us and have some fun with us. Last note. Yeah, I got nothing. I had something for a second there. I lost it.
No, that's good. I mean, you know, we got to do our housekeeping every now and again when you do this, you know, and then, you know, again, like we've talked about before as well, like, you know, if you guys have products or if you guys have companies you work for or anything like that, and you want us to start getting the word out, I mean, we're talking to a fairly decent sized audience now, a mix of Toronto, BC, even in the UK. So if you've got a product... Yeah, Buffalo area. If you've got a product you want us to have out here and glorify and use, then we're more than welcome to. One of the things I know that my kids and I are planning on doing, all things being equal, is we're hoping some of the baseball companies will send us some stuff, and I will put it through the ringer with a team of the toughest U13s that you ever wanted to lay your eyes on, the North Shore Twins, the North Shore Lions U13 AAA team. But yeah, I mean, there's tons of good opportunity coming up, and we rely on you guys, the fans and the listeners, and we're going to get some of our old friends and people back for some of those shows. And like I said, if you want to be on the show, just reach out. I mean, if you can stand talking to us for even 15 minutes, come on. You know, all you have to do is step up to the plate, as they say, and we can probably have some fun.
It's like I can put this banner back up and say, hey, come on, join us. Listening. Yeah. We're here to talk. So like I said, at Blue Jays fans, as we're talking tonight on news, please chime in. And remember to tune in Friday evening around 7 o'clock is when I'm going to do the pack opening. I will be ending the show by spinning the wheel with somebody's name for that prize intended. So on that note, Jason, let's talk Blue Jays spring training. There is a lot going on. After last week, we kind of skipped over the news. Last week, we had such a special guest with the vice mayor of Dunedin, Mo Freeney, and had an amazing time talking with her about the relationship for now since 1977 with the Dunedin Blue Jays and everything going on. So that was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Mo was a great get. You know, and sort of to what you're talking about with the 400th show and all that coming up, we've had some Twitter action on a few Jays that some past Jays that we're hoping to get. And I've got a few in the can that I'm going to talk to you. Some Blue Jays draft picks. I know three or four that live out here in Vancouver that all managed to get picked by the Jays. And so I'm hoping to get a few more of those guys. But I mean, for the preseason has gone so weird. They looked like a team who was in the preseason for the first couple, and then they looked incredible, and then they looked awful again, and now they just look great. And let me just say this. I can't even believe how good the Orioles look. Oh, my goodness. Like, they are going to ruin some teams, but they're young, and they've shown that already, that when they start to get frustrated, they get frustrated easy. So I would say overall right now, I would give the Jays a C+. Siding towards a B a little bit, but I mean, if you just go on hitting, they're probably an A. What's higher than an A+? You're a smart guy. You probably got a couple of those.
As I say, now you're just getting about 110% there, my friend.
I hadn't really looked, and I went in today to look at the batting averages. And I mean, I know it's spring training and I know they're not going up against, you know, major league aces the whole way through, but hits are hits are hits. Like, I mean, hitting against a guy who's going to triple A versus a guy who's going to double A versus a guy who's going to stay can sometimes be the same thing. I mean, the Jays pitching has actually proved that some of the kids they're sending down probably farther than Buffalo were some of the standouts. And it was great to see them. It was great to see some of those kids, you know, with a couple extra miles on their fastball. And obviously they're, you know, full of P and V as they're going out there for those starts. But I mean, you know, it would really nice to see some of those pitchers that we could see over the next sort of 18 to 24 months crack the Jays lineup. And then, you know, I mean, there's been some really obvious, awesome ones like, you know, Kirky is hitting the ball out of the yard. Ernie Clement, like, who is this guy? Could we have guys who look less like baseball players be better baseball players? Like, it's unbelievable. And I was listening to the Phillies. They were playing the Phillies the other day. And Clement came up and hit a home run. And as he was like sort of in his, you know, the first couple of pitches, they're like, Ernie Clement, this guy doesn't sound like a baseball player. Da, 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 da. And then he hits one like 412 to left. And they're like, ah, it looks like he can play. So it's interesting to watch some of the teams who don't know the Jays or listen to their announcers who don't know anything about the Jays sort of mocking some of the guys who they're like, oh, and that, you know, it's amazing to me. I know you've got some releases that we can talk a lot about, you're just, you know, the, some guys that got sent down today. I didn't get a chance to do my homework, but we can talk about them a little later. But I mean,
talk about,
you know,
I think, three, but...
yeah, the shining star right now, I think Bo Bichette's bat. My God, like if we get 80% of how the way Bo is hitting right now, and I don't know if you guys out there have seen how Bo has changed his stride. He's not lifting anymore. He's just keeping his foot planted. And it has made such a huge difference. Vladdy's got his foot lift way down. It must be something that they have sent out as their hitting coaches to try and make sure these guys aren't lifting so big. And then they get Justin Turner, who's got the biggest leg kick since, I mean, it's amazing how high his leg kick is. And he's been doing well. Like, I mean, there hasn't been too many bats that haven't been great, except for, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of you know, of Biggio. We haven't seen a lot of, you know, Spencer Horowitz, you know, struggled a lot. He had a lot of ABs and really struggled quite a bit. But, you know, I mean, Kevin Kiermaier hit, you know, 200. Danny Jansen's hitting .200. Vogelbach, .211. You know, Davis Schneider's only hitting .217, even though he hit a monster shot last night. But I mean, it's really nice to see that at least everybody's in on the hit parade. And the ones that stand out, if you go and look, I mean, you know, Bo is hitting what, .444, I think.
And nuts.
Yeah, nuts. And I mean, you've got guys like IKF, you know, 16 ABs hitting .375. I will say this. For a guy that I wasn't too keen on, IKF, I'm starting to grow quick. I mean, he could be my Kevin Kiermaier.
Yeah, that, there it is. But to that point, I think I said that same thing about it. I'm like, I were coming here my replacement this season. So anyway, you mentioned some of the stuff there, but spring training, regardless of what the batting averages and stuff are, Jason, I look at quality at bats. How are they looking at the plate? What are they looking for? How are they attacking and those kind of things? And I think you mentioned something underlining there a little bit that really spells out the problem the Toronto Blue Jays are having right now. You look at those key players this spring so far. You called out Bo Bichette for the fact that he is leading this team so far this spring. He has 13 hits, 3 doubles, and 3 RBIs. It's pretty impressive, and when he's only gotten 30 at-bats. So he's batting .433, as you said.
Yeah.
Do you know who the next best 2 hitmen are after him?
Average-wise?
Looking at it.
It's right there. I mean, my guess would be, though, Vladdy is definitely up there. Vladdy has been hitting the ball a ton.
He is currently in 5th, tied with Kirk and Turner.
Okay. IKF's
up 3 there. Other gentlemen between Bo and Vlad right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this is what I think, like I said, we were going to talk roster spots and stuff tonight. This is exactly what the Blue Jays' problem is to have.
I feel like Nathan Lukes has hit the ball well. Am I right there?
He is number 2 with 12 hits so far this spring, batting .500.
Has Espinal hit well or not?
He's not even in the top 10 right now.
Well, there you go.
Ernie Clement.
Right, Ernie Clement. Forgot. Right.
Yeah. So Bo has 13. Lucas has 12. Ernie Clement has 10, and Dalton Varsho actually is the next person, which...
You know what? I'll say this as well. Where Bo's swing looks different, Varsho looks like a different human. He is... I think he is as advertised at this point. Like, I think that the Dalton Varsho that we're seeing in pre right now is the Dalton Varsho that they were hoping was going to be the return for giving away the best catcher we've ever had in history.
But just hopefully he carries it on, right?
He looks great at
this spring training. I agree, but
yeah,
those are 3 guys that we know can do something, but have they and will they is always the question.
For sure.
Correct?
For sure.
You know that Vlad's going to look good. You know that Bo's going to do his thing. But right now, like I said, those are the top 5 hitters in Blue Jay baseball right now this spring, and there's 3 guys there that. 2 of them are part of the Buffalo Boys that came up last year, and then Dalton Varsho, who was a defensive stud but couldn't hit last year. So if you all of a sudden get any aggregate from any of those 3 guys there, and right now I'd be hard-pressed to say that those 2 other gentlemen don't make this team, Jason, but Nathan Lucas and Ernie Clement are both without options. So if they go to spring training, you know, the end of the spring training here, they are gone. They don't get to come to Toronto. They have to slip through waivers. And honestly, with the springs the 2 of them are having, some team is going to pick them up. And hi, Ken.
Hey! What's happening, baby?
I'm doing all right. Sorry to be tardy to the party, folks. Mm-hmm.
You're good. So, like Jason, as far as that goes, as we catch Ken up here, if Ernie and Clement and Nathan Lucas are doing this well, are you bringing them north of the border this year, period, right off the spring? Because that's what you have to do if you want to keep them right now.
Yeah, right off the hop. You're keeping them up for sure. I mean, I think one of the good bad things about what's been going on is, I mean, you look at a guy like Escobar, who I think that maybe they had some thoughts might be able to challenge a little bit. And he couldn't, he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat right now. So, I mean, he's a guy that definitely needs to go down. You've got a few guys that have had a lot of ABs. Like, I mean, I don't know if you're keeping David Schneider up. I mean, I don't know, you know, Cam Eden has looked okay. Horowitz has looked okay. I mean, it's going to come down to what positionally and then what they need to fill otherwise, because fortunately, we only have Gausman that's hurt, right, in the pitching rotation. So, I mean, you have the availability of maybe keeping 1 or 2 extra guys up to start the season, which is what I would do. I mean, it seems insane right now to send guys down that are hitting that well.
just listen to the, who is in our infield right now that is currently on the 40-man roster. So like I said, the Blue Jays got to get this down to 26 people over the next few weeks to, you know, obviously start the season. And I actually might be wrong with that. Are they still doing the 28 where you get to keep one extra hitter and one extra pitcher in the season for the So it's 28. Yeah. They got to get from 40 down to 28. So that does create some wiggle room. But you mentioned Davis Schneider. I love Davis Schneider. I had the pleasure of meeting him. He's an awesome guy. I'm looking very forward to seeing what he could do in this, you know, a full season. I'm wondering, because he has options, he's the one that ends up being the one that's the odd man out, because you have that want to keep Ernie Clement on the bench for that little bit. And maybe that's the reason you let Kevin Biggio start at second base to begin the season. And those other guys, you see what you, you know, roll up and get, right? But to that, I don't know. It's one of those silly things that that's just sometimes how baseball goes, and you're trying to put the best team on the field and you don't want to lose that guy. So that could be one of the weird things. But right now they sent Addison Barger down today. But you mentioned Santiago Espinal is still around. Spencer Horowitz, Bo, obviously, Kevin, Vladdy's not going anywhere. Kiner Falefa, Aravis Martinez was one of the other ones that got sent down. And then Davis Schneider. That is too many infielders. And then not to mention, you still have that. That's not even mentioning Daniel Vogelbach. It's not even in that group, which he technically is. It's a DH slash first baseman. So that's another bat that you're trying to find a room for.
And I think they've got, I mean, also as well, like, I mean, you're trying to be able to mitigate having, you know, if you don't have, like Biggio is not hitting the ball well at all right now. So to mitigate that, do you take Justin Turner, who is hitting the ball well, and move him to two? He did play second last year for the Red Sox. He's a very capable second baseman. He's got, you know, he doesn't have to have a cannon of an arm for there. You don't have to have a ton of range. You just have to be smart. And I mean, Justin Turner is a smart baseball player. I mean, I don't know. I think that unfortunately some of the guys I think that we hoped were going to do better than they are have not, at the plate at least. And defensively, I don't know how many of the games you've seen. Most of the guys you think would be making the team were pretty sound. There wasn't a lot of errors. There was a lot of errors from sort of those middle guys, but you know, it is what it is until you make some of those final decisions. And then, I mean, you got to see, you know, the Jays have got to come out of the gates swinging this year. They have to put a bunch of wins together right off the start. The American League East is going to be an absolute dogfight. And I mean, if they don't come out and pump a bunch of wins, you know, put a bunch of wins up, they're going to be behind the eight ball quick. Like, you know, when it gets to a point where, you know, the start of the season, they've got four against the Rays, three against the Astros, three against the Yankees, three against the Mariners. Like, it's not the easiest start you've ever had in baseball. So they're going to have to come out. You know, even though Tampa doesn't look very good right now, like, you've got to win three or four of that one. Then you got to take the Yankees, who look great. You've got to take a couple from them. And then you've got to go against Houston. Like, I mean, it's a tough start to the season where, you know, maybe they will look at bats over other things. And that might be where some of these guys get sent down, unfortunately, to start the year.
Who did we upset in scheduling? That's what I want to know. Like, what Jason just rattled off, but like, what did we do? Right. Cause that's I think we already saw how competitive the East is going to be. And, you know, the slow start that we're kind of seeing right now in spring training, now it's good that we're actually starting to win a few games here, but that would bring some concern, because Toronto fans, they're very loyal, but they're also very, very vocal, right? The minute they see there's a slump of any kind, they're going to be calling for Schneider's head or any of these players' heads if we don't start at least being very competitive within the first part of the season.
I think that speaks a little bit to where they were going with today, that obviously, Ken, you mentioned that they won today. But right after the game, let's just say the axe fell for many hopeful Toronto Blue Jays that were hoping to make this team. And I think this goes to speak to where you were talking about, Jason, here, that this 40-man roster might be set. Unless you do all of a sudden find a giant brick of money to throw at somebody like Blake Snell, because that was the wonderful perk that they had with Joey Votto, which we're going to get to here in a moment. But out of a lot of these names that got called down today, we've only talked about the big three that were on here that were Addison Barger, Aurelvis Martinez, and Yosver Zueta, who were, the, like I said, the higher-end prospects that are Buffalo-bound, were tipping on that edge of going into the majors, and we saw some of them last year, plenty in spring training. Barger was a monster last spring.
Barger but looked good in the guys, outfield this year. Barger looked good in the outfield.
I think that's where they're trying to develop him.
Yeah, I think he needs to eliminate the thought of playing first base, even third base. Just get it out of your head. Just go out there and be an excellent outfielder and smash the ball. He'll be back up. I mean, he might be the first guy we see back up. I know that last year when there was call-ups, we were all a little surprised at some of the call-ups, and then they just worked so well. But, I mean, what do we know? Nothing. Yeah. But to that point,
Aurelvis Martinez is taking third base, and that's where I think the other catch to that whole thing is. Yeah. So that's why you got Barger moving.
Yeah.
But one of your favorites, one of your favorites that got sent down, Jason, was Will Robertson. He got sent down to the minor league camp. Alan Bowden, who is another good player that was a two-way player when I saw him and met him the first time. Adam Mako, and then your favorite namesake, Demonio Palmigiani.
There you go.
That's it. I promise I'll get that proper. Yeah, I only more Irish, more German, not so much Italian.
I think I don't see any real misses in the names in spring. I don't really see any misses in there. I mean, I think that Will Robertson and Barger are going to be probably the two. Will Robertson is too fast to keep down there. We don't have a real burner on the Jays right now. Like there isn't anybody who is really, really, really ridiculously fast. And he is ridiculously fast. And especially for a guy his size, he flies. And so, I mean, I find that the Jays hit a point in the year where you've got to have somebody stealing bases. And so Robertson will be up. And then I'm just hoping Barger goes down there and just smashes everything. And then they can find some room for him. You know, we do have a couple of old timers, three now, if they all stay up there, they're going to need some days off, and they're also going to, need their Voltairean baths and all the rest of that. So that's where some of those young guys might get a call up for a weekend or two and really make some hay.
I did misquote. I apologize to everybody. Danny Burgers is actually not on the 40-man roster. Yeah, he was spring training invite. So Daniel Vogelbach has just been mashing the spring. And honestly, I hope he gets a chance to do that to Garrett Cole again. But that might not even happen at all, too, because if you've been reading the Yankees news, boys, sounds like somebody might be tipping on the idea that maybe there's some Tommy John in his near future. He's got some elbow issues and went in for MRIs. They were not clean, conclusive, whatever, to that point where he's apparently going and getting a second opinion. It is probably to the guy, the Dr. James Andrews group or whatever it is there in South Florida. So I would be assuming they're gonna hear about that. Yeah. That's big news. And that honestly, I think there is something to that, him needing Tommy John, because all of a sudden there was a giant trade offer for Dylan Cease that went to the Yankees apparently today. Yeah. There's no word on who it was, but that was Jeff Passan or one of those guys that reported that there was a new trade package on the table for the White Sox to evaluate from the New York Yankees. And Dylan Cease still being the big trade target, obviously Blake Snell being to just solve it by throwing money at it. But those two guys, honestly, guys, there's nothing saying the Blue Jays still can't do something like that, especially they got an embarrassment of riches like we were just talking about with infield depth. Maybe somebody would like to take a chance on grabbing somebody like Ernie Clement and bringing him over and having him being a big piece of the puzzle here to go for that. But you never know. It's baseball.
I think it's such a good point, Craig. Like, I mean, we have an embarrassment of riches at infield, and I feel like, I mean, we like them all and we like, but some of them have got to go. They all can't go to Buffalo. They all can't play on the Jays. So, I mean, you might be right. Like there's three or four guys that will probably look pretty attractive to a fair amount of teams right now in the majors. And so as soon as you can start the wheels going on some trades, if you can keep them up and keep them hitting, then, I mean, I think that's only pluses for the Jays, because you know, it's, we all know how the season can go, and we all know that the ups and downs for this team seem to be quite steep when they want to go. And so if you can get a really depth pitcher, or, you know, I think, and again, I think that's what we would need, a depth middle reliever or a depth, any kind of pitching would always help. So who knows?
So to that point, Blue Jays fans, I see plenty of you listening, and I'm very happy to see all of you. So please give us your 2 cents in the chat, wherever you're listening in on, to what you're thinking. Are you bringing Ernie Clement and Nathan Lucas north? Are you just dying to see Daniel Vogelbach destroy baseballs? What is it? What's it? What have you been enjoying this spring? And we'll talk about it. As we hope to hear from some of the Blue Jays fans, boys, I want to move on to our next topic, which is only convoluting this conversation that we were just having that much further, because the Blue Jays brought back a hometown hero to Toronto, and he gets to wear Blue Jay blue now, and that is Joey Votto, one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball history of recent, probably destined to be a Hall of Famer. I would find it hard to find anybody else that would argue against that, really, at this point. But to that point, guys, I've loved everything that man has done this offseason, from just saying he's never going to put his carts away until some team signs him when he's at the supermarket, to sitting there with his bag looking like a homeless person, not having a place to play with for a baseball team. And then all of a sudden just saying, that's right, I'm ready to bang. Let's go. I think he said he was trading in his bib the other days. All those pictures came out on social media with him as a kid wearing the Blue Jays stuff. He's trading in his bib for a new jersey. So yeah. How excited are you, Ken? You know, get you into this conversation, since you just joined us, to have somebody that with a veteran presence like Joey Votto that is a possibility for this Toronto Blue Jays club.
Well, yeah, I think Joey's definitely going to bring in a lot of wealth of experience, because like he's a very productive player. Like, I know he's been struggling with injuries the last few years, but the fact that, hey, he's Canadian and everyone has this, like you said, future Hall of Famer, then that his presence can't hurt us at all. I think it's definitely going to add some value to it, especially with some of the younger guys as well that's been doing this as well. So I'm very kind of excited to see him. I'm trying to figure out where we're going to see him fit in at this point, because I think he's not guaranteed to make the, I know he signed a minor league deal, correct?
Correct, sir. And the idea would be if they, more or less a lot of that, I think, Ken, was the fact that he was never going to be ready for opening day. Mm-hmm. He came into spring training 3 weeks later than everybody else. Signs a minor league deal so that he can report directly to Buffalo or whichever minor league camp he chooses, get in shape, get going. He'll come up to the Blue Jays when he's ready, kind of thing. To your point, though, Ken, we were just talking about how full this roster is and who's out of options. That does give him a little time to play with to figure out who that other person is here. And I would say if you're putting somebody on the spot, it's the Spencer Horowitz spot / Daniel Vogelbach spot / whoever the hell he can hit spot. And one of those guys is going to get a shot until Joey Votto hopefully gets healthy and joins this team, because all the potential in the world, and he's hungry. He wants to help this team. He hasn't played on a playoff team, guys, in a long damn time with the Cincinnati Reds. He has a chance to do that this year, and he's hungry. He wants it. He wants to bookend that career perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I mean, you know, the fact that so they've been talking about, you know, Joey's sort of, his numbers have been down, da, 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 da. Now, I don't know if you guys have gone and had a look at his numbers from last year. So comparatively, and again, he was hurt, so you have to take this with a bit of a grain of salt, but he played 65 games. He had 14 home runs and 38 RBIs. If you extrapolate over that over a full season, even if he only plays 100 games, he's still going to give you 20 plus home runs, and he's still going to drive in 70 runs, maybe more, maybe 80. I mean, maybe he gets the home.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, we're talking about a dude, and everyone can relate to this. And this is why I think this is so fantastic. And the Jays have to see this, and they have to keep him up. At least as soon as he's ready to go, he has to come up. This guy grew up cheering for the Blue Jays, and not just cheering for the Blue Jays light. Like, not like when they were good, he liked them. I mean, this guy, I watched this about a week ago. He was talking about how, even to this day, he'll stay up to watch the Jays when they play on the West Coast. He knows more about the Jays than probably the three of us put together. And he's a real, true baseball player. Like, the interview that he did with Sportsnet this week, if you get a chance to watch it, if you haven't seen it, it is the most genuine. I know Joey Votto's a goof, and we're going to talk about that later. And I mean, he's a character, and he's all those things that you want in a baseball player. He's every part of that, and we love him for it because of that. But he is the most sincere, straightforward guy, and he wants to play for the Blue Jays this year, probably more than three quarters of the guys that are going to get cut down to Buffalo. I mean, this guy would chew off his left arm to play baseball for the Jays this year. And I hope that we get a chance to see it. I don't even want to know what the sound level will be like if he's able to wear 19 and run out onto that field, even just to play a couple innings of first base or DH. Because, I mean, if you want veteran savvy, and you've got JT, you've got Joey Votto, you've got Kiermaier, you've got Springer, like, What are we talking about here? We're talking about like some of the greats right now that are playing the game, and savvy and strong and confident. You don't think Joey Votto, like Joey Votto and Bo Bichette talked for like 40 minutes during their session yesterday, just talked. Like, Joey Votto can impart so much knowledge onto this group of players, and he wants the Jays to win. Can you imagine if they were to win the World Series with Joey Votto there? Like, I can't even. It's
very exciting. Very exciting.
So, just to put the career in perspective, this guy finished his rookie season as the runner up in the Rookie of the Year award. I got to look up to who because it's killing me. And of course, it comes up with the AL first. Oh, shocking. Albert Pujols. Great. Fine. Get it. Not a problem there. Not scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then his second year, he actually got an MVP vote. He finished 22nd in the MVP. And then his third season was the actual MVP of the National League in 2010. He's only done consistent for that until he started getting around 2018, 2019. You know, and actually more 2019. He's not far removed from that. I know he's at 40, and that's 4 years ago. But to your point, Jason, if you extrapolated out what he did last season through 100 games, you have something to the sauce there that the Blue Jays have been desperately needing. Somebody to finally drive in some fucking runs.
Yep.
It's that simple. Right now, on the Zips projections on Baseball Reference, they're actually saying that he's going to play somewhere in the ballpark of 350 plate appearances, bat 220, 17 home runs, 51 RBIs. Perfectly acceptable for a guy that we're signing to a minor league contract.
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, he's not going to ask for $10 million. He's not going to make any weirdo demands. He just is going to want to come up and put that uniform on and play. I mean, it couldn't be cooler. Honest to God, it couldn't be a cooler story. Be like Mario Lemieux coming back to play for the Leafs for one season, you know, when he was done, or Montreal, or, you know, just any of those swan songs are so rad. I love baseball. It's so awesome.
Mm. Now, the cool thing about this is it has that opportunity to just be more than a story. Like you said, this could be the bookend of a great career and finally getting the Blue Jays to be that dynasty that they've been showing and hinting at over the last few years. And whatever that reason was, we didn't have that thing to get us over the hurdle. Somebody like Justin Turner, somebody like Joey Votto in that locker room could be the difference of having more good days in the ballpark than having more bad days. And we know there was plenty of games, guys, that we had right in our hands, especially look at like 90% of Kevin Gausman's starts, where we just needed one more run. Joey Votto is a veteran hitter that could teach those little things, even if he's not the person at the plate, to the Vladdies, the Bobichets. Look for this, look for that. And just, it could be the difference in the world. It really could be. And be one of, Ken Rosenthal actually was talking about this on Major League Baseball Network yesterday, that this might be one of the funnest baseball stories in all of baseball right now. When you talk about somebody coming to their childhood team, trying to go out with a bang on their own terms and all that kind of stuff with Joey Votto. That is the potential of this story here. Go ahead, Ken. You look like you had something on your mind.
No. I mean, is this just, I think the eruption is going to happen when he hits the field is going to be, you know, oh man, I'm looking forward to seeing it, right? The fact that he's also, like you said, almost like a lifelong Jays fan, which is even better, right? So, I mean, we have to bring him up. The question is when. I don't know what your prognostication skills are, guys. Like, when do you think the earliest we can actually get him in?
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I think it's basically, I think he has to spend April in the minors if he reports to minor league camp. There's some stipulations. So it's either last week of April, first week of May that he is quote unquote eligible to come up. And if he's healthy and ready to go, or to his point, let's bang. Yep.
Yeah.
Jason, yeah. Oh, you have nothing to add? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a movie. And if he can come up and if he can start doing damage and he can start, it's the coolest thing. I'm so excited for it. I cannot hope they don't. I don't think Jay's management would miss on this one. This is too big to not run through and make sure that they get Joey in the lineup and they milk this thing for everything it can possibly be.
There's the key word, milk it, because there's nothing to lose. I'm sorry to say, nope. I'd rather have Joey Votto in this lineup every day than having Daniel Vogelbach.
Me too.
It sounds so much better.
100%.
So, anything else you two fine gentlemen would like to add in on Joey Votto here before I talk? One other weird, fun thing that baseball is actually doing this spring.
No, I'm good.
No, just hope it happens.
Yeah, I agree. So has anybody seen this weird fun thing that they're going to be doing over the weekend here in all Major League Baseball called the Spring Training Breakout? And it's meant to be all the young players in Major League Baseball, the tipping edge guys, the ones that are maybe a few years off, kind of like having a all-star futures game during spring training, but it is team-based. So on Saturday afternoon, the Blue Jays are technically playing two, because they're going to have the regular spring training game, and then they're going to be playing in Clearwater against the Yankees for this breakout game. And it's all the Blue Jays young prospects against the Yankees young prospects. And honestly, guys, I think it's a pretty cool thing. So you're going to see the Addison Bargers, the Aurelvis Martinez. I was shocked to see that Ricky Tiedman wasn't on that roster, but I guess he's kind of in that just don't mess with him kind of ballpark. But there's a lot of cool things going on there. And I just thought that was really something fun that we could all actually get the chance to watch and talk about this Saturday and have some fun. Like I said, it's kind of like looking 3-4 years into the future. It's kind of how the pitch is here.
So, Craig, this is the first year they're doing this?
Correct. So it's basically this weekend they're going to have a little season here. The Blue Jays, like I said, are playing the Yankees, trying to jump to the Blue Jays. So we're going to have Leo Jimenez, Addison Barger, Pamela Gianni, Spencer Horowitz, Alan Roden. Why wouldn't it just be too easy to just give me a list? Oh, here we go. Phil Clark, Duran, Miso. We have our number one draft pick, the gentleman from India, Arjun Nimala, going to be playing. That's our number three prospect at the moment. All these guys. It's really cool that they're all going to get a chance. Go ahead.
Have you guys seen that the thing on Arjun? I don't know if it's an MLB special or what it was. In India and some point, you know, baseball is going to take it's cricket's a very baseball base.
Yeah. And I think we're losing a little bit, Jason.
You're kind of coming in and out there, Jason.
But I just to summarize where now? I think you were going, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. The MLB Network did do a special when he got drafted on him being the first Indian drafted player, especially that high. He was a first round draft pick, and this kid is saying all the right things, looks great, awesome player. But to your point, Jason, they play cricket in India. They don't play baseball. So that translation from sport to sport is there's some similarities, but it's not perfect. And we know this one from hearing that's how Vlad Guerrero learned baseball, senior. Vlad Guerrero, senior, being the bad ball hitter that he is. He learned how to hit balls that bounced and was really, really good. And that's just how it turned out. But with Arjun Nimala, we have that same kind of thing going on. And we have another cultural influence here that's coming to the Blue Jays and a very talented player too. I just hope that he has better luck than the Brazilian dynamo that we had coming through the minor leagues, and his name's slipping me, but we had him coming through too. But he's still in the Blue Jays prospect system too, that I hope he gets a good shot here too, because he was incredible when I saw him in Bluefield a few years ago. So all the best to this team here, but that's cool. And we're going to see, funny enough, two other youngsters in the Blue Jays bloodlines that they have going on. We have one of Bobby Bonilla's kids, Emmanuel Bobby Bonilla. And then we have, I lost the other one. Manuel Beltre's somehow related to Adrian Beltre, who's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. I think it's like nephew or something like that, but still. Obviously, being in a baseball family and coming with a last name like that is a set of Bobichette Vlad Jr. level, right?
Biggio.
No pressure.
Don't forget Biggio.
Yep,
and Biggio. That's still one of my favorite baseball merch items that I have. I have a Lansing Lugnuts hat that has all three of their autographs across the brim.
Oh.
One of the perks of my travels over the years, I got to go to Lansing a lot, and that was when Bo and all them were there. So, perk.
How's my feed now? I fed the hamster that runs the wheel.
Looks a lot better.
Seems like the hamster's clear happy
there, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Tellus.
Yeah, there you go. So to that point, Jason, now that you're clearly back with us, did I hit the point you were trying to talk there with Arjun?
Dead on. Yeah, dead on. I watched it, and he went back to Mumbai, and this kid is just a genuine, real life, incredible kid. I hope. Against hope that this kid makes the Jays. He will be a superstar, unbelievable attitude, unbelievable work ethic. And just, you know, to watch him go back there and watch all these kids. One of the cool things that the government of India is doing right now is if you play any sport with the aspiration of being a professional and you're able to compete at the national level, they're paying for all of your university. You don't have to get a scholarship. You don't have to get anything. So if you make the any level of the like India's field hockey team or their cricket team or now their baseball teams, basketball, any of it, any level of it, they'll pay for your entire university, which is really cool. It's opening up. There's a lot of really good women that are playing baseball in India. And I mean, it's, you know, we often don't look past the end of our own nose. And when someone shows it to you where there, you know, there's all these people that are really, you know, in impoverished nations trying to make it playing this glorious game that we love so much. It's just, it's awesome. It's really, really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Like, once he makes the Jays, because I know we talked about, you know, if we signed Otani back then, and you know, all the Japanese population is going to show up to the games. I'd love to see that for this guy as well, because one of the biggest countries in the world is India, right? And I'm sure they all like support their own, and I'm sure we have a ginormous Indian population here in Toronto. So, you know, if he makes the team, oh boy, that's going to be
butter chicken hot dogs for everybody.
So there it is. So guys, I'm gonna throw this out there. On Saturday, I'm going to 100% be watching this young breakout game. So I didn't know if that was something you two want to join me and watch, and we can have it up on the thing here. It is a free on MLB.tv.com thing. So let me know if you two gentlemen want to have a little stream here with everybody, and we'll talk Blue Jays baseball while we're watching some of the youngsters.
I'll try and make it. What time is the game?
Maybe the first weekend with hockey over and baseball not quite started. My honey-do list is like this long. But if I say that I've got to do something for the podcast, I strangely get out of doing all my chores, which is great.
So, there you go. So I will make sure that I give you. You have that excuse if you want. I think it's at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
1 o'clock. Okay. I'll try and see if I can make it.
I'll send out an invite to you guys before. Well, I'll talk to you guys before I post anything. But I thought that would be a cool idea. I thought of that right before we went on live. So. That's what I got and what I wanted to talk to you guys on. Just right now, we're just about 3 weeks away from opening day. Oof. What are you two most excited to see land in the next few weeks, or what are you needing to see from this team in the next 2 weeks of real games to actually be confident that we have a chance at this whole thing?
Kenny, you go first.
Yeah, I really want to see the offense really start to take that, like to really start stepping it up now, right? I think we for the last season or so, we relied more on the defense than the offense. And the previous two seasons, we relied more on the offense than the defense. So I think in this case, we probably need to turn it back a bit and get those runs in. Because I think, Craig, you made a great point earlier that how many games we lost last year where all we needed was that just that one extra run. And I want to see the Jays really start to do it. I want to see the guys who are hungry to really show the young guys to really say, hey, I should be here. I should be in the starting lineup, or I should be on the 40-man roster. And for those who are paying fat contracts to and we have high expectations for, I want to see those guys start to, you know, crank it up a little bit as well, right? Because they have a lot of expectations for the fans, right? Because we felt like we put on some pretty good teams last couple of seasons that we just ended up short. And I don't know if we land up short again this season, if we're going to be as forgiving as the last few.
Yeah. Jason. I mean, the big one for me really is sustainability of what we're seeing right now. Like, I think we could be seeing Bo Bichette turn into, you know, and I don't use this lightly, but a Derek Jeter like level shortstop. His defense is improved. If his bat can stay as consistent as it is right now, I mean, it is out of control what this kid could be. We could be sitting on one of the greatest shortstops to ever play. He's right on the cusp. He has to clean up a little bit of offense and a little bit of defense and just keep hammering the ball. He's hitting it into the gaps. He's hitting it all over the field. No one can defend him right now. They have no idea where he's going to hit it. I think he does. I feel like he knows where he wants. He's hitting it where he wants to hit it. But it's consistency from Vladdy. It's consistency. And to your point, Ken, it's consistency at the plate for the whole season. Like, if you get runners in scoring positions, score them. If, like, the other night they were down, I think they were down 8-2, and they came back within two innings and scored 10 runs. Every time they had guys on base, they hit them in. And that station-to-station baseball, that will win you an extra 20 games during the season if you just solely play station-to-station baseball. You get a guy on, you get a good hit, he advances to three, you get another hit, or you fly out and you get that run home. And you just keep doing it over and over again. It's smart baseball, and if the Jays are built for it right now with a decent amount of speed, great bats, really good eyes at the plate. The thing for me is I'm hoping that Justin Turner can impart on these guys a very, very, very astute eye. The eye is going to be key to winning this season. Vladdy doesn't need to strike out 100,000 times. He can walk. They can, you know, Bo can walk. Guys can walk. Springer can walk. Leadoff guys can walk. He was really good at it last year, was getting on. But that's what you need is consistency, consistency, consistency on offense.
So you mentioned Bo Bichette a minute ago and him really being possibly the face of this team. We know that Vlad Jr. is on the cover of MLB The Show this year nationally. Vlad Jr. and Kevin Gausman are quote-unquote the best players in the game for the Toronto Blue Jays at 90% ratings out of the 100 scale. Bo Bichette, I think, is better than the two of them, and he is at 89. Mm. Or at least if you look at last year, there's been some fun going around the Blue Jays, you know, Twitter Xverse about Bo got done wrong.
You can't make anybody higher than the cover guy. I mean, you're not gonna. I mean, I guess you could make both the same.
Kudos to that point. Jazz Chisholm was the guy that was on the cover last year.
Yeah.
So if you talk about people that did good or bad last year, so Jazz Chisholm was the guy that was on the cover last year for 2023. Then there was some guy named Shohei Ohtani on the year before that. But
yeah,
that's none big deal.
Yeah. So we'll make the back cover this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
There it is. Just like school that we get a. It's the first Blue Jay cover since Donaldson was on since 2015. And I'm using this as a segue because we didn't get a chance to talk about Donaldson last year, who actually officially retired. Last week. So is the question, is he, did he really retire or did he just not get anybody call? And I'll give you a 50-50. But at the end of the day, guys, he was one of the best Blue Jays we've had and was the main reason in 2015-16 we were the Blue Jays that we were. So I can't say enough good things about Josh Donaldson, his tenure with the Blue Jays. I hope he has the greatest of retirements and whatnot and finds somewhere to contribute in baseball, because that man's fit philosophies on hitting. And if you can hear any of his other videos, it's very contrary to a lot of other people, and it did him some good. So maybe it helps some others.
Yeah. My mom told me not to say mean things about people. You can just say nice things about people. So I'm going to say Josh Donaldson was a very good Blue Jay. We'll just leave the Josh Donaldson as a human being off the table, because from what I've heard and all accounts, he was a real piece of work outside of that. But I mean, we're talking about a guy who got drafted to the A's as a bat catcher. He had nowhere to go, and they were like, "We need you to pick another position." He was like, "Well, I played third in Little League, and then won multiple Gold Gloves at third base." You know, he was the bringer of rain. He brought a whole city together in 2015. And I mean, as much as, you know, the negative stuff in Milwaukee last year and over the years in New York and after leaving Toronto and even in Toronto, I mean, it proves that you can still be, you know, you can still have a good career, but you should treat people well, because I think that's the end all be all of what you're looking at.
Ken, anything you want to mention before I go into our last minute shenanigans here?
Well, thank you, Josh Donaldson, for your time as a Jay, and enjoy your retirement.
Oh, one more thing. And for anybody who says he should go into the Ring of Honor, you're wrong. I'm going to leave it at that. He should not go into the Ring of Honor for the Jays. That's my two cents, but I think you're wrong.
We'll see where that conversation goes, but I tend to think there's some other things there that would keep him out of that too. And I would say that the biggest thing on that whole thing is that ring is in my opinion, for extended Blue Jays family, basically. All those guys that are on there were players that were on the team for decades, basically. Yeah. You know, so that would be where my I can't put him in the same category as Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. Yes, he is the only other MVP we've ever had. And George Bell is on that, but George Bell was also on this team through thick and thin for like a decade. Yep. So that's where I draw the line on the whole thing. I do love him as a Blue Jay, and I only think of Josh Donaldson still to this day as a Blue Jay because everything else is kind of was horrible. So, but Jason, that sounds like a future debate.
Yeah, well, we'll see. There's a lot of, I just noticed there's a lot of people on Twitter, so I should probably get roasted pretty good over there.
Good stuff, but I think there's enough ammo there either way. However you want to slice it up. So let's end on a joke like we've been doing here, guys. All right, I found all sorts of fun on Joey Votto. So this is a wonderful clip of just what's going on and whatnot with Joey Votto. And I got to get, sorry, Jason, I'm taking that out so that we can see Ken's face here. I thought that this is really funny that the down here, the perfect summary of Joey Votto, somebody mentioned was, that he is the perfect blend of sarcasm, asshole, funny, lovable guy. And I think that's actually an odd way of saying it. So he keeps it. He's just goofing with the fans here as he's kind of trying to keep foul balls from all the fans. And there's a couple clips of him, too. I think he steals some French fries from somebody at one point, too.
Yeah, well,
actually,
I might have seen that.
This one. There's stealing this guy. Brandon Phillips, of all people. I wanted to show these clips because I just think it shows the idea of this is the guy that we're getting, and he's 100% serious all the time when he needs to be, but there is something for having a veteran on the team that does show you these little things on how to play the game and what's going on around the game. This guy has been one of the best interviews in baseball, to your point earlier, Jason. There's a couple of famous ones where he's been on in costume during baseball games and also during interviews on MLB Network and whatnot. That poor paper airplane.
Oh, Boo Earns.
Oh, it's so, I mean, come on. This has got to be this
smiling while he's getting all angry at it.
Pure comedy. You see him wait. It's so good.
What are you waiting for? I got it. He's not even like anywhere near the ball. Jason, I think I mentioned the one to you that he did on Intentional Talk with Kevin Millar, funny enough, another former Blue Jay that played in Canada. Here it is. He dressed up as a Mountie for his whole interview.
So good. So. It's so good.
Let's see if I get the audio going for this.
Oh, you guys said May, right? At least May? Or at least is May?
Yeah.
Just all keep right. him up as the mascot.
That's not a bad idea.
I know. Make him the mayor.
Did the audio come through?
No, there's no audio coming through.
No, okay.
So funny.
I didn't know if it was one of those things and see if I can skip. The fact that he just gets these guys all off guard and he's got this guy in stitches.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good, man. I mean, he's everything that baseball should be. And, you know, like, even, do you remember when that girl, the girl brought the TikTok dance sign and he did it and Tesla LeBron?
That was funny. Oh, man.
He's just, look
it's
at
like he's doing wrestling and intros.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. And he's Canadian. Ham, he's all ours.
Is that 100 pence?
Oh my, what's that?
Look it.
Oh, that's Zach Cozart.
Yeah, and that's Joey Votto.
He was on the final. He was on the final vote 1 year for the All Star game.
Votto comes
out dressed as a donkey.
Hey, supporting the team. Why not?
Oh, it's so good, man.
I wonder what the first thing he's going to do. There you go. I wonder what the first funny thing he's going to do, just to set the pace of what we should be expecting. I'm kind of curious, what do you guys think he's going to do?
I mean, there's just so many things he could do. Like, I mean, being a Canadian, like there's so much opportunity, like, you know, whether it's wearing a Mounties uniform again, or
I love that one.
You know, just there's so many things. If he gets on the team, like if it's an early season, you know, after he gets called up and they cut to the dugout or something, he's eating poutine or something, or you know, just like there's a lot of opportunity for him to be really hilarious. Now let's make it clear, we don't want to bring Joey Votto up to be a sideshow donkey act. Like, I mean, it's we want him to come up and we want him to hit ribbies and we want him to rip home runs and we want him to
first and foremost
for this team. But yeah, I mean, otherwise it's pretty hilarious.
All right.
Yeah. I found the TikTok dance one.
Oh yeah.
That's so good.
For the Blue Jay fan that hasn't seen it.
Yeah. So she challenged him. She brought a sign there.
Joey Votto, will you make a TikTok with me?
Okay.
And then he had to go over there and find out what it was. Like, you joke, this is a professional athlete. Like, tell me that's this guy is full beauty. Like, I mean, just a full on beauty.
But there's a whole different level to that whole thing. Is you got to be that good to be that good of a player, a period, to have that kind of free time, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yasiel Puig. Puig was good enough to be a donkey. He was a good enough baseball player, but Manram was a good enough baseball player to be a donkey. Then Joey Votto was a good enough baseball.
Not to mention that whole thing.
Yeah.
Manny being Manny was its own thing for a long time, too. Is there anything you two gentlemen would like to talk on here before I do one last plug for our TikTok contest, now that there's plenty of more people listening and we get on with our lives here and watch some more baseball?
I'll be super quick. I bought a vehicle on Friday from some good friends of mine at Journey Volkswagen in Coquitlam, BC. Tino and the guys were amazing to us. We got a 2024 Atlas. It is a killer vehicle. If you guys need anything, look these guys up. They the dealership's going through a bit of a renovation. They had a small fire, so they can use any kind of help you can get. So if you live in the Lower Mainland and you're looking for a vehicle, hit Tony or Tino and the guys up at Volkswagen of Coquitlam, Journey Volkswagen, and
tell them the guys from Jaybird Watching sent you.
Do that.
Absolutely.
So on that note, before I do our typical sign off here, everybody, like I said, head over to our TikTok channel at Birdwatching GC. Give us a follow and you're entered automatically in for our contest. Like I said, I have all sorts of fun things. I'm going to spin the wheel here every Friday night until we get 1,000 listeners or 1,000 followers, I mean. And so we can get live with you all on TikTok. Right now we're on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter X, whatever the hell you want to call it. So we're everywhere but TikTok right now. So we're trying to knock that door in, and that 1,000 followers is the line to get over that. So please help us get there. We're going to hand out some prizes. So if you win on Friday, I'll alert you, let you know that you're the one that won, and I'll spin the wheel and tell you what you won. So I got baseball cards. I have coaster packs with our logos on it that have our QR code on the back, along with their Blue Jays ones that'll come in that pack too. Like I said, I got baseball cards and this week's grand prize. And that's, like I said, we're going to have one grand prize. That's what the number one over here is. I have this awesome 3D printed big Blue Jay logo that you can put lights in, actually. So this is something you can use and put up on your wall and enjoy. So I got some really cool stuff for you. So make sure you head over to our TikTok channel and give us some follows. And like I said, I will happily reward you. As of the time of starting this show, your odds were 1 out of 77. If you keep, obviously,
it's and remember, be people,
1,000, which is still pretty good.
Yeah, if you get us to 100, if you get us to 100, I'll do a dumb dance like Joey Votto did. My kids, and
we'll get my son to dance too.
All gritty.
There you
all
go.
All gritty.
What belt is he wearing? Who'd he beat up? I thought he was wearing a championship belt there for a second, Ken.
No, he has a looks like a video game controller. So we'll just call it the Gabe Shuffle.
There you go.
So on that note, Gabe, you better hurry up and get in on the chant here and give us a 1, 2, 3 Blue Jays. So on that note, Blue Jays fans, make sure you hit us up on TikTok and wherever you get your podcasting pleasures from. And we'll have some fun here with you in the next few weeks. And we'll be back Monday. I hope you all have a great week, and let's go Blue Jays. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Woo!
Let's go Blue Jays.
Joey Votto!
Thank you for listening to the Jaybird Watching Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch,
at BirdWatchingGC and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining it to our Patreon at patreon.com/birdwatchinggc. Go Jays, go.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.